Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to the DCAU podcast. Today we are covering Batman, Mystery of the Batwoman.
I'm very much looking forward to.
So, Mystery of the Batwoman is a 2003 direct-to-video film. It's set in the same universe as the new Batman Adventures. And it is ostensibly a sequel to the Mask of the Phantasm and Sub-Zero. This particular film does feature Batman as the main hero alongside Robin. The main villains are Penguin and Rupert Thorne.
Nice.
And we have the first appearance of Batwoman.
Which is always exciting, because I don't know very much about her either, so I know little bits about her. I'm looking forward to it.
What I will say is, this version of Batwoman is very different. So this isn't Kathy Kane.
Okay.
I'll state that straight out. This is not Kathy Kane. This is not the same Batwoman that, for instance, is seen in the new CW series.
Okay.
So this is... It's the same... It's a similar costume, but it's not...
They keep going different versions of things. Come on, DC. That's when you're supposed to follow.
Yeah, that's the one issue. It's going to happen in a couple of episodes where the Batman is going to be very different all of a sudden. Like a completely different animation style. And that's before we mention the fact he's fighting Dracula.
Crazy.
So, there's quite an awesome voice cast.
They do get really good voice casts, so, you know, look forward to that.
So, it's a different person from the animated series voicing Penguin. So, it's David Ogden Stiers, who's quite a well-regarded voice actor. One of the names that comes up is Kimberly Brooks, who appears in Arkham Asylum and Arkham City as Oracle.
Okay, interesting.
She also, the other kind of famous person she's voiced is Ashley from the Mass Effect series.
Okay, I've not played that, but I know of it, obviously.
Yep. Kira Sedgwick is the voice of Batwoman, and she appears in quite a few bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Sorry?
She's good, I like her, as an actress.
She's good. And we have a few returning voice actors, such as Kevin Conroy, obviously. We've yet to see anyone voice Bruce Wayne that is not Kevin Conroy.
Do we get that?
Now I think about it.
I assume we get that.
Sorry?
I assume we do at some point.
In the new 52 content, Jason O'Hara as Batman.
Life on Mars, America guy.
So, yeah.
I like him, so he's alright.
Also returning is Tara Strong as Barbara Gordon. I think it's a different voice actor for Tim Drake. Bob Hastings returns as James Gordon, and Robert Costanza returns as Harvey Bullock.
Okay.
Oh, and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. returns as Alfred Pennyworth as well. This is also the last time that John Vernon appears in a film as he voiced Thorne.
Okay.
Rupert Thorne is actually Rupert Thorne is an established character in this universe. He's responsible, amongst other things, for the circumstances that led to the creation of Two-Face.
Okay.
He was blackmailing Harvey Dent in the series of events that led to something blowing up in Harvey Dent's face.
Okay. Definitely responsible.
So he is an established character.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you know nothing about this film going in?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
I know. I never know anything about Penguin. But, yeah, it'll be fun.
Hi guys, we hope you're enjoying the show you're listening to now. We have a show that we think you might like. I'm Alan.
I'm the Grizz.
And we present a show called Rise of the Robots,
where we cover such robot combat shows as
Robot Wars,
BattleBots,
King of Bots,
and BuggleBots,
where we recap these shows and review them and document the rise of the robots.
You can find us on your podcast app of choice or at audioboom.com. Just search for Rise of the Robots.
And we're back, and wow, a lot's changed in 2 weeks.
Feels like the world's changed in 2 weeks.
Thankfully, I think we're keeping enough social distance. It's
a few hundred miles. Yeah, 600.
Yeah, it's virtually the length of the country, isn't it? Milton Keynes to Glasgow.
It's a good whack of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's leave the real world alone. I don't need to talk about that at the moment.
Yes, that's too much.
And let's go to Gotham. So, Mystery of the Batwoman.
Yeah, it was strange. I wasn't expecting it. It was kind of nice to not have. It's kind of nice to have something a bit different.
Yep.
Penguin, bit of... Yep.
I mean, it's interesting because my first note is, oh, yes, this is the Gotham I know.
It did feel a bit more like... No, but that's what I mean. It felt more like all the ones we've watched till now have all been a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one felt like, oh, yeah, this kind of... Apart from, like, Barbara and the whole Batwoman being different and, you know, but the actual city and Batman's atmosphere, yeah. You know, attitude seemed... The graphics are a bit sketchy, but good voice cast again.
Oh, phenomenal voice cast.
Yeah, good story, I thought.
I like it because it was an actual mystery.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it because I like to see Batman detectiving.
Yeah. There was a couple of kind of bits that I was like, okay, that's strange. But we'll get to those.
Yes.
So we start with a truck. It looks like one of those trucks that you see on British roads, the ones that carry cars.
Yeah. The big vehicle carriers.
And we have the bat shadow flies over them, but it's not our Batman.
No, it's a much more delicate bat figure.
So a delicate bat figure who is riding a glider.
Which is pretty cool.
Oh, it's a cool glider. The suit itself, it's sort of a kind of silver grey.
Yeah, I quite like the colour. I wish I kind of like it. I think they should have stuck with that colour in the comics.
Yes. It's kind of, it's quite Batman Beyond-y, but at the same time, so's the canon Batwoman costume, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
One thing that the Batwoman does not share with Batman, she doesn't seem to be as afraid to use guns.
No, she's pretty happy killing people.
Well, within about 2 minutes, she's used an RPG.
Yeah, as you know, but she seems to have the best interests of everyone at heart, so it's all right.
Yeah. And then we have Batwoman at one point, a guy is about to shoot her at point-blank range.
Mm-hmm.
She knocks the gun out of the way, and it almost hits Batman, who was just flying over with Robin, just in the area.
But, you know, because why not?
Absolutely. It's not clear at first whether Batman's just is observing a trainee, or if it is actually...
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Although it doesn't take that long to establish that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Batman's following on his glider as the truck covers the longest bridge in the world. I believe it goes over the airport from Fast and Furious 6.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Which ends with Batwoman jumping on her glider, shooting the truck, and then Batman catches the truck with the Batplane.
Yeah. It's pretty snazzy. There's some really good action in this.
Absolutely. We also have a bit of a... So the intro card's a bit different. I don't know, is it meant to be this is Batman investigating?
I think so.
We have a new Batmobile as well, which we haven't seen before.
To be fair, I don't think I'd remember what Batmobiles we've seen before.
I think we've only seen the one, which is the one from the Land of the Future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Admittedly, from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, the music as well is very... I don't know what... I thought it was quite James Bondy.
It's really funky. The music throughout is like... It's really unusual, but I like it.
So, afterwards we have Alfred back, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., because anyone else playing Alfred is a bit wrong at this point. Bruce says unironically that he doesn't want vigilantes.
Bruce is... I mean, he's always like that, though. It's one of the things I do quite like about him, because it doesn't seem out of character for him to be hypocritical like that. Because he's always a bit like that.
Bruce, there are three active vigilantes you trained out in the world right
and
now.
And hey.
We then cut to Rupert Thorne, who is a character, I don't know if he's established in the comics, he's certainly established in Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, I don't think I knew him.
And early on, Rupert Thorne is pretty much the lead gangster. Like he's involved in about five or six major stories, including the origin story of Two-Face.
Okay, right, that makes sense.
So Rupert Thorne is an established character. I believe this is the last time that the voice actor performed as Rupert Thorne, because he unfortunately passed away a couple of years later. John Vernon.
Yeah.
So he meets up with a big man that we haven't seen before, and I believe is a completely original character.
I think so. I mean, I don't really know, because I'm not a massive Batman reader, but it didn't seem familiar.
Well, certainly he doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
So he's voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson. Interestingly, in not the next episode, but the episode after that, he's going to appear as Joker.
Okay, cool, so interesting.
I just find it funny whenever he shows...
Yeah.
The actor, Kevin Michael Richardson, shows up quite a few times.
Plays lots of different parts.
Yeah, including... I don't think he's Swamp Thing, but he's... The Floridian Man or something like that.
Okay.
So that's one of the other things he shows up as. Anyway, so Mr. Duquesne and Rupert Thorne meet at a toy factory. That's secretly a gun factory, because it's a front and it's run by the Penguin.
Of course.
So
we
this
love
is
the Penguin.
Yes. So this is the Penguin of Batman the Animated Series, voiced by David Ogden Stiers.
Who we love.
Absolutely. And he is talking about $500 million arms deal. I mean, in 2003, that's an immense amount of money.
He's doing really well, though. I don't know, I just like the Penguin.
So these are our three main villains for the bulk of the film.
Yeah.
Mr. Duquesne, Penguin, and Rupert Thorne. I wonder if threes are going to be important in this film.
Yeah, I wonder.
So,
lots of trios here.
Yes. We then go to Mr. Duquesne's house, where we're introduced to his daughter.
Yes.
Kathleen Kathy Duquesne.
Yes, very close to Kathy Kane.
Very close.
Very close.
Voiced by Kimberly Brooks. She's been in something recently that's quite big as well.
I'm not very good on computer game names. If it's not Nolan North, I don't really know them.
I think she showed up as a character in Voltron as well, which I believe is quite a big show.
Oh, I like Voltron. I'm a very big fan.
She plays Princess Allura?
Okay, oh, nice. Yes, like her.
And Legendary Defender.
Big fan.
Anyway.
That's cool. That's actually really cool.
So, yeah, so she turns up. She seems to, her main ability seems to be shopping.
Well, you know, it's a skill.
It's one I definitely don't possess. That's something I've found out over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. As we've all found out over the last couple of weeks, how good is your shopping?
Yeah. So, we then cut to Bruce Wayne being driven in the limo with Tim and Alfred driving. Again, there is no... We're not even going to mention that Dick is not in town this time.
Yeah.
You're still being denied Dick Grayson, I'm afraid.
I know. I need some Dick Grayson content. It's very sad.
Unfortunately, I think we've still got a few movies to go.
Yeah, I think you've warned me about that. It's all
we've
right.
Got Teen Titans.
It's fine. Oh. We'll get there.
So we have the news, and of course in Gotham, they have a Batman section in the news.
Of course. Well, to be fair, you might.
Mm-hmm. And basically this scene exists purely to go... Gordon and the police don't think that Batman and Batwoman are linked. It's fine. They're not going to start hunting Batman again.
They should.
We're not going to hunt Batman because that just happens in everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to somehow magic it so that they figure out that he's not in on it again.
Mm-hmm.
Or just not bother. Like
they just need him to not be running away from being investigated while he's detectiving.
Yes. So, we then get a scene, this scene's really not okay, I don't think. I find it quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I really found it uncomfortable.
So,
I was like, what am I watching? Why is this happening? It was shocking.
So, Barbara Gordon calls Bruce.
Yeah.
And she is basically going, let's just say we maybe should have seen the Killing Joke editions coming.
Yeah, I've only heard about those, but yes.
Yeah.
I heard about them enough to be like, what?
She is being super flirty, which...
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
And they don't even make her look any... I mean, they don't even age her up. Like, she looks young.
Yeah. To be fair, at least they kind of explicitly show Bruce isn't into it.
Yeah. Yeah, but he totally is.
He totally is, but he at least pretends not to be. He has the decency to pretend.
Yeah, just not very hard.
I think it is established... There is an established romance in this timeline, but it's never kind of explicitly stated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's implied to be not until they were quite a bit older.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what Bruce was going to was a presentation.
Mm. Yes.
Which doesn't go well at first.
No, it's pretty bad. Like, but it's funny bad. It makes me laugh. I like it when bad things happen to Bruce.
And then suddenly out of it, she suddenly goes, oh, you know what? Here's the thing. It's shiny. Look at it.
And, you know, he does.
And it's... I don't know how to describe this. How would you describe this thing?
I don't really know how I describe it. It's weird thing. That he wants, but it's like it's weird.
It's like MacGuffin metal.
Yeah, it's another unobtainium type thing.
Yeah. So it's a metal that we later find out it's hard enough to cut through solid objects and crush human bone, but is like you touch it in certain ways and it changes into any shape you want.
It's magic metal.
Yes.
Clearly.
And Bruce is so impressed he takes the presenter to dinner.
Well, Bruce is a flirt.
Ah, I suppose. So this is Roxanne Ballantyne?
Yes, that's a very weird name.
And this is, again, this is a character that's purely made for this movie.
Yeah, another person for Bruce to flirt with.
Yep. Played by Kelly Ripa.
Oh, right. She does that morning show in America. Or that daytime show. Yeah. Or did when I was there.
Mm-hmm. So whilst they're having dinner, the bat signal appears.
Yeah, and they're like, ooh. And then, look who's coming. Batwoman.
Bruce is just like, check, please.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that it's Gordon Bullock and, oh, what's this? Another 20-something female character.
Yeah.
That we haven't met before and is a completely
slightly different coloured hair, so you can tell them apart.
And this is Sonia Alcana?
Oh, I don't remember her name, but yeah, that sounds right.
Who is played by Alyssa Gabrielli.
Who I don't know.
I think she's a voice actress that's kind of shown up here and there in a few things. It looks like the most well-known role she's played is she played Pepper Potts in an Iron Man animated film.
Okay.
Which...
interesting.
So apparently there are original Marvel films.
There are. There's not many of them, and they're kind of really bad, mostly. Like, a lot of them, they have some good ongoing cartoons, but the actual one-off films are not great that I've seen.
The reason that the police have summoned Batman is basically, you know, what do you know about Batwoman?
Yeah, because, well, to be fair, you might expect he would know who it was.
And then he's... for some reason, Harvey Bullock is just playing with evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Batman's the most spots that this item that's been chucked up and down has a penguin logo keychain.
Which is cute.
And he immediately knows to go to the factory.
Yeah, because, you know...
he's Batman.
He is Batman. He has to make some leaps of intuitive knowledge.
Yep. So, oh, what a coincidence. Just at the same time that Batman arrives with Robin, Batwoman arrives and picks a fight with the guards.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he feels the need to fight, I think. You know, that kind of time.
So Batman and Robin join Batwoman, fight goons. At which point Batwoman says, I've put a bomb in the factory. It's about to blow up.
Yeah. So then they're on bomb alert.
Yep. And somehow every single guard is able to outrun them.
Mm-hmm.
Batwoman.
They're good guards.
Yep. Well, they actually do seem to show some degree of intelligence.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. So our three bat people escape the factory. Batwoman then basically goes, it's a weapons factory, I've got to go now, and jumps onto the wing.
Yeah.
Batman tries to rope himself onto it.
Which is great as well.
And she just goes, nope, and cuts the rope.
She's great. Like, she's honestly great.
He then, Batman notices the wing is going to this giant house.
Yeah, it is a very large house. Not quite as big as his, though.
And then he just turns up at the house, gets in a fight with the guards, and it turns out it's Mr. Duquesne's house, and he comes out and says, "This is my home, what are you doing?"
Yes, as Batman starts to put two and two together.
And it's not like that. What I do find weird is Batman actually kind of goes, "Okay, fair enough." And he backs off.
Which, yeah, that was like weird. But, you know, maybe he just didn't want to have it out right then.
Maybe he senses this guy isn't completely bad.
Yeah, maybe he just knows.
Even if he isn't completely bad, he certainly doesn't get on with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Who's upset that her father insists that she goes out with bodyguards.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not at all overprotective.
I mean, to be fair, she does have a stalker.
Yes. I mean, yeah, and he's got money, and that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah. Because Bruce is stalking her.
Yeah, okay. Well, he doesn't know it's Bruce.
Yeah. Alfred's basically tailing the daughter with Bruce in the car. Bruce decides that now is the best time to get a watch. So he can be in the same department store.
It's crazy.
And then there's a chase scene where basically Kathy out of nowhere goes, "Hey, you attractive man that's in my vicinity, help me get away from my guards." She somehow has no idea that this is Bruce Wayne.
Which is odd.
I have to say, he is modelling a wonderful turtleneck.
I love it when businessmen like that wear, but well, turtlenecks anyway. It's very cute.
He's less Dorito-y than Justice League, but still quite Dorito-y.
But not too Dorito-y. Enough that I like him. Let's put it that way.
So, Kathy and Bruce escape to the car. She then notices that she's been tailed, though it's actually from Alfred.
You know, Alfred's a bit easier to spot, it seems.
And it's like Alfred eventually goes, "You're on your own there, Master Bruce." And then I've actually got a note here, which is, does every female character want to sleep with Bruce Wayne?
I mean, it does seem that way. He doesn't even have to try that hard. Which is like, he basically just turns up and go, "Ooh, hello."
So we get, after parking up the car, we get Kathy Kane's backstory.
Yes.
Then we get the standing close and we're about to kiss and then the guards appear.
Yes. Oh no, we better not.
We better not. Anyway, Bruce Wayne, richest man in Gotham, have my car for free.
Yeah, well, he would, wouldn't he?
Batman then turns up to the police and goes, "Yep, Kathy Duquesne is Batwoman."
Yep. So he's like, yeah, because that's how it seems to be going. But we suspect it may not all be as it seems.
And very interestingly, Sonya is there when she mentions it.
Yes, which is cool. I like how they do it.
We're then at a random office, I believe it's Penguin's.
Mm-hmm.
Rupert Thorne is having an argument with Penguin.
Yes.
This is one of the few times that Rupert Thorne actually speaks, because I don't know if it's just they didn't have John Byrne for very long or what happened, but he only...
He doesn't say much at all.
Most of the time he's just firing guns.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Penguin that fires guns this time, because he has his one of his many umbrella guns. Because every gun he uses in this film is an umbrella.
Yeah.
What happens if he picks up the wrong umbrella?
He just knows. It's his superpower. Give him a superpower, knowing which umbrella is the right umbrella.
Batwoman gets away. It's implied that Penguin's going to hire someone else to do the heavy henchmaning.
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't see who yet.
Yeah.
Because instead we have to have Roxanne and Tim Drake bonding over video games.
Yeah, that's kind of cute, though. At least it wasn't creepy, like blooming Barbara.
Yeah. And then, as Roxanne is doing her best Felicity impression, season one Felicity, you know, the one we actually liked.
Yes.
Whilst that's happening, Kathy Kane comes back and interrupts her, interrupts Roxanne and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And go to the Iceberg Lounge.
Yes.
With Bullock and Sonya tailing.
Because that's, you know, yes, there's going to be more flirting.
Yes. Every single male character that even comes near Kathy.
Yes.
You can tell this is a 2003 film.
Yeah.
So, we then have, amongst other things, Penguin goes and talks to them as well. Because, of course, he knows Kathy.
Yes.
And then Bruce trying hard to not give away that he's Batman.
Yeah.
He goes, you want to avoid your dad by going and associating with his employees.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, I need to leave now.
Yeah,
because
I
need to go be a red herring at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to go and get cover sorted.
Yep. And meanwhile, we find out who Penguin has hired.
Mm-hmm.
Because a random Bane appears.
Just a random Bane.
Yes. So, on the plus side, no Joker this film.
Yes. Yeah, to be fair. That's a big plus.
So, Bane in his new Batman Adventures outfit, which looks like he has a safe word.
Mm-hmm.
And has the pump to his venom runs from his wrist to his head.
Yeah.
Which, okay. That doesn't look like it'll backfire at all.
Yeah, right. It looks like so much like it will.
So Bane is getting a limo ride to the Iceberg Lounge. Whilst he's doing this, Batwoman magically appears after Kathy went to the powder room. Sure, those two things are unrelated.
Yeah, right? Mm. Yeah, suddenly disappear just before Batwoman might be around. Yay.
Yeah, definitely her. And then she uses a metal device. That seems familiar.
Seems familiar and slightly magical.
Yes. Thankfully, Penguin has a strip of henchwomen.
Very important, because everything's triple.
Yes. So, Batwoman gets in the fight with two henchwomen.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks out into the Iceberg Lounge itself.
Yeah.
Penguin's found his heat-seeking missile launcher umbrella.
Yeah.
Batman comes in to try and help. At this point, Kathy's watching.
Yeah, she's
so
paying attention.
Oh no, Batwoman isn't Kathy Kane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't be.
Can't be.
Big arrow saying, see, can't be me.
And whilst that's happening, Bane arrives, sees this chaos, and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great for a bodyguard type role.
Yes.
He's just like, oh, some bad things are happening. That's nice. So somehow Batman manages to get away and get back fast enough that... So what was he wearing, a tuxedo under the bat suit?
he changes as quickly as Mr. Ben. Very British reference there. Yeah. But yeah, he just has to whip his cowl off and goes into tux mode.
So
maybe Bruce there's three of him.
Maybe. Isn't it canon that there's three Jokers now?
Don't talk to me about that. Yes. You can read about it soon.
So Bruce takes Kathy home. Bodyguards are waiting. And again, it's almost like the guards have a Kathy's about to get kissed detector or something.
Yeah, yeah, they know. That's their special power.
We then cut to a random scene that has absolutely no importance to anything. Sonya's playing with a batarang and then talks to Batman. At which point, Sonya goes, "Oh, Batman, did you know we've met before?"
He's like, "Really?"
And it's that kind of thing. And she says, "Oh, I was almost killed in a house fire. They believe the house fire was started by Rupert Thorne." And at this point, you go, why do I think Roxanne's going to have some sort of vendetta against the Penguin?
Yeah.
So it's at this point that they indicate, yeah, the weapon that was used by Batwoman, it's the same metal that you saw earlier, Batman.
Yeah.
So Roxanne must be the person who is Batwoman.
Yeah, he's like sure of it now.
So whilst this is happening, Roxanne is going to visit her fiancé, Kevin, in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Which had to do with, what a coincidence, she mentions Penguin.
Yeah, such a surprise.
Penguin's the reason that her boy toy is in jail.
Yep, so he's in trouble.
And he's dumping Roxanne because reasons. We are not an explicit podcast. I'll have to beat that.
That wasn't explicit, was it?
He is a Richard. Why not?
Okay. Like he's a Dick Grayson.
Oh, exactly.
There you go. All right, good. All right. I try and be good. Sorry.
That's fine.
Cool. So, yes. So then he's sure who it is, and we're getting more sure who it is. We're better detectives than Batman.
Yep. So Roxanne gets confronted by Batman in her flat.
Yeah.
So he doesn't mind breaking into her flat. It's only Mr. Duquesne that he doesn't like doing that to.
Yes.
And she basically shows, no, I'm not as good a fighter.
Because she's not, but, you know, she tries.
Oh. And Batman leaves for some reason after going, I know you've got something to do with it.
Yeah.
So our three main villains visit Bane. Batgirl at this point is hiding in the shadows and watching.
Uh-huh.
She overhears the ship with all the weapons that we somehow still have, even though our factory was blown up, leaves tonight.
Yeah.
And at this point, we get video evidence that Batwoman was out and about at the time that Roxanne was working.
Yeah, what a surprise.
I wonder what's happening.
I know, I can't tell, but it's very clever. It's quite cool. It's just believable enough that he wouldn't get it straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very clearly signaled to the viewer, and it's quite hard to do that with kind of detective-y stuff.
Yeah. And then we find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because Batwoman goes into a secret base. And Roxanne's there.
Yeah.
And Kathy's there.
They're all there.
And then Sonya takes off the Batwoman mask.
Da, da, da.
It's all three of them.
Which is a great, it's a great twist-ish. Mm-hmm. I quite liked it. It did carry me into it.
So Batman figures, right, we've got to find some connection between the three people, because he figures that it must be more than one person.
Yeah, he has worked that bit out.
So he goes into Kathy's bedroom.
Yeah.
Because that's not inappropriate.
Yeah.
Looks through her drawers.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we do get finally one of the bodyguards showing a bit of intelligence.
Yeah.
Opens the door, sees Batman there, and just goes, no, nope, nothing's there. It was the wind.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kathy, she's suiting up because she is going to be Batwoman now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking it she's the one that's the best fighter.
Yeah.
She breaks into the cruise ship, manages to get right to the center of the ship after taking out one guard.
Yeah. She's good.
Only to be attacked by Bane, who knocks her out easily.
He's better.
Bane, who then calls Penguin and goes, got her.
Yeah, which he has.
So, whilst this is happening, Batman confronts Sonya and goes, I know what's happening. You're the mastermind behind this. Kathy brought the money and Roxanne brought the tech.
Yeah, he's got it. He's cracked this code.
Sonya fingers her gun at this point.
Shall I wanted to shoot him Batman. So bad. Shoot Batman.
And then Batman is saved from inevitable shooting because he's not at all bulletproof. From Roxanne calling.
He kind of thinks he is, though, so it works the same way.
Yeah. So Roxanne calls Sonya going, Kathy's not answering. She should have been home by now.
Yeah.
So instead, Kathy's getting unmasked.
Da, da, da.
Right in front of Penguin, Duquesne, and Fawn.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weirdly a bit awkward for Duquesne.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of a weird thing. But it's cool. It's a good fight.
Yep. So Duquesne almost strikes his daughter. He goes to do it.
Which is, yeah, naughty.
And then, to be fair, at least he stops himself.
Yeah.
Penguin at this point realises, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Because I saw you in the women's bathroom as well.
Yeah.
So, to try and make her talk, Bane threatens her father.
As you would.
And Kathy came, there's an acid gun umbrella waved in her face.
Yeah, I think it is an acid gun. It's cool though.
However, we have Deus Ex Batman.
Of course, the best kind of Batman.
Who attacks and has a fight with Bane.
Yeah.
Whilst Kathy breaks free.
Yeah.
Whilst this is happening, we have the Legion of Batwomen, because the other two are coming in on wings.
Mm-hmm.
So they have three of everything the whole time.
There's a lot of threes. It's very three.
I suppose on the plus side, it would have been a bit awkward if they're all trying to wear the same suit.
That's true too.
So I suppose that there's that at least. Kathy manages to activate the bomb that she was bringing onto the ship.
Uh-huh.
Batman thinks about telling her off and then changes his mind.
Yeah, he knows. He knows when he's beat on arguments. Just let it go.
Rupert, Vaughn and Penguin try and run away, only to be confronted by the two other Batwomen.
Mm-hmm.
Batman has a fight with Bane whilst Daddy Duquesne's dropped into the ocean. And Kathy saves him.
Yeah.
Batman wins this fight easily.
Yeah.
And then we have a minute of the ship blowing up. What, a solid minute?
Yeah,
of...
it's great, though. I mean, it's like, it's quite dynamic. And, like, it's, I quite enjoyed the sort of, I really enjoyed the action sequences in the film, generally.
Yep. So, we're explicitly shown all the crew escapes. All the crew's fine. No one dies from this blowing up. Roxanne then saves Sonia, who's crashed. Don't know when that happened. Penguin tries to run them both over in his boat.
Yeah.
Only for Robin to hit Penguin with the bat boat.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Bane venoms up.
Mm-hmm.
And starts fighting Batman.
Yeah.
And it's at this point, suddenly something happens I don't think has happened so far. Batman looks like he's actually going to lose a fight.
He does. He's really on his back burner, yeah.
He spends the whole, well, the rest of the film kind of limping and staggering and going, oh no, I'm really hurt here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Daddy Duquesne starts to become a good guy because he saves Cafe. Yay! So he did love his daughter after all.
Of course, because, you know, it's nice. It was, yeah, I mean, he wasn't sure at a certain point, but it's good to know. Good boy.
Meanwhile, Roxanne takes out the boat so Penguin and Fawn can't escape.
Mm-hmm.
And Bane is beating the... the living heck out of Batman. Non-explicit. Batman then tries to use the device from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Which at least stops the venom. On Bane, yeah. It cuts his cord. Unfortunately, Bane still trains like a Olympic-level athlete, so he's still huge.
Mm-hmm.
What then happens is the giant bridge from earlier, the ship crashes into it somehow.
Yeah.
It hits the bridge, destroys the boat, the top layer of the boat,
mm-hmm.
and Bane is sent falling into the flames.
Hooray!
You know, that inevitable, he's almost certainly dead, but yeah. You're not going to see him die. Sonia saves Batman.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that would almost certainly cause the wing to crash because he's hanging off one of the wings.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's like...
I don't know. I assume that... to be fair, in every single like comic book thing, it's just that there's always a get out for people dying. Almost always.
Yep.
So I just always assume it that way.
So the ship... gently lands on some rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon and Bullock are joined by Batman, who then reveals that one of the Batwoman is Sonia.
Yeah.
Batman is in extreme pain and limps away. I did like this idea that Batman doesn't actually win the fight.
No, he doesn't, which is always, like, weird but cool.
So, Sonia is packing up her desk sometime later.
Yeah.
Saying, Gordon might look the other way when vigilantes are doing their thing, but he's not going to employ one.
Of course not.
He's just going to be the father to one. Oh,
yeah. That's right, I laugh. Exactly. it's too funny, though, because it's so true.
And then Batman goes, oh, here's the evidence to free Roxanne's fiancé.
Yeah.
Because
he's going to get it all
I
sorted.
I get that now.
Yeah.
And then Duquesne is going to help. Is going to testify against Penguin and Rupert Fawn.
Mm-hmm.
And Roxanne's boyfriend is free.
Hooray.
Yay. And then Kathy just walks off all alone. Until she gets picked up by Bruce Wayne in her car.
Yes.
And they drive off into the sunset.
Bless.
Which, when's she going to figure out he's Batman?
I mean, I don't think it should take too long, but who knows?
Yeah. So, tough luck, Barbara. And then we get the music video in the credits, which was, it was the same song that was featured in the Iceberg Lounge.
Yeah, like super jazzy.
Which is by a performer called Cherie.
Hey.
Who plays an animated version of herself.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. So that's... and that brings us into the film.
It was pretty good. It was better than I thought it was going to be. Like, when it first started, and I was like, oh, the animation's really basic. But I think the voice acting and the fact the storyline was actually pretty good. And it wasn't like... It wasn't a kind of really over-the-top, sort of super dramatic... You know, like, every time you've got the Joker in Batman, it's always the sort of hyper... Everything's hyper. This was much more like... I could actually... It just was a nice sort of interesting little plot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly obvious to guess, but I think it was meant to be.
Well, I mean, we have to consider we're maybe not quite the target audience.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings an end to that particular film. And
mm-hmm.
that means that it's the last time that we actually have Batman as the main... this version of Batman as the main character for... Ooh, getting on for about 10 years now.
Ooh.
So, the next film we're doing is Justice League, which is the same Batman.
Uh-huh.
But he's no longer an ensemble film.
Yeah, yeah.
The next time I think we actually touch the Batman Timverse
mm-hmm.
isn't till Batman and Harley Quinn. Which...
Wow, that'll be fun.
Yeah. We do have a Batman story coming up soon, but it's the Batman.
Yeah, the Batman.
Before that, however, next week we've got in 2 weeks' time, Justice League Starcrossed.
Hurrah!
Which we've seen the first 3 episodes of Justice League. Next time we're going to be seeing the last 3 before it becomes Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
After that, as I mentioned, we've got the Batman facing Dracula.
Ooh, I want to, we have a Batman versus Dracula. That's amazing.
Yep. It's a shame because it's the only instance of the Batman that we have. Which is because the Batman was the 4 o'clock show when I was coming home from high school.
Okay, so you watched a lot of it.
Yeah, so when I was 14, 15, that was the Batman that was on telly. It was around the same time Batman Begins had just came out, so... In fact, I think Batman vs. Dracula is the same year that Batman Begins came out.
Wow. So, oh, that's in Edinburgh then.
So that's... And then after that, we might want to have Connor back because it's Superman Brainiac Attack.
Oh, yeah, he'll want to do that. I'm sure. He loves Brainiac.
I don't know if this ties into the animated series or not.
I don't think it matters. I think he just likes Brainiac.
Yeah. Well, he might want to do that, or he might want to do... After that, we've got Teen Titans Trouble in Tokyo. And then we've got Superman Doomsday.
Oh, cool.
Which is based on the death of Superman.
Oh, he's trying to get me to read that.
Well, there's a reason to read it.
There's a reason to read it, isn't it? I actually have it now, so, you know.
So that's everything that's going up. If anyone wants to email about any of those films...
Yeah, or come talk to us about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what's coming up soon. As I said, next up is Justice League Starcrossed.
Hooray, can't wait.
So, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, if you want to get in contact with us, you can tweet at DCEU Podcast, or you can email us at dcaupodcast@yahoo.com.
Yes, do it. We want to hear from you.
Yes, we do love it when people get back to us.
Yeah, it would be nice. Do it.
It would be nice, yes. All right, see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We're at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email into us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.